You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
How you doing?
What's up? This is the movie show.
On Active TV.
I'm Sash.
My name's Ryan.
And Ryan is fighting today.
I'm not fighting.
He is fighting.
Yeah.
Because he has an inner Martian within him that he doesn't want to let out.
We all do.
No, we don't. I can't do the sound effect that you can do.
We were all aliens once upon a time, people.
Let's just do... What?
Yeah. We actually came from Mars. It explains everything. Just think about it. If you've seen this movie, you will agree with me. But we're doing the movie show right now.
Okay, let's do a comparison. Ryan, I want to do a comparison. Let's see how close Ryan does the alien's language to the actual aliens. So you're going
to
go?
Is and this then we're you trying to get me to do this?
No, I just want to show our lovely audience that you are actually very good at this.
No.
Ready?
Anybody's
okay,
good at this.
You go and then we'll play the thing.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Two,
I'm
gonna one.
I'm going to train everybody how to do this.
Okay,
so
there we go.
Picture. Imagine in your mind the sound of a duck. Quack, quack, quack. Now just keep doing it faster.
And remove the cue.
And then just change the pitches.
Go.
And fight.
No, you
no.
go. No, right.
Just take my recording from me. That's fine.
We don't have a recording.
Okay. No. It's fine.
Everyone in this room that wants Ryan to do the alien language again, say
I don't fall to social proofing. It doesn't...
We are democracy here, yeah. Ryan. This is not social whatever.
Yeah?
Go!
Well, I
told you Ryan wants to fight today.
Yeah.
I told you.
It'll come. Yeah.
At some point in the show. You'll just start.
So we're doing Mars Attacks.
Talking
Tim
about
Burton.
The... So yes, Tim Burton Marathon continuation.
Yeah.
This film was 1990?
I don't know.
90, something.
90s. 90s somewhere
in
the 90s.
I know he had already done...
96, wasn't it?
I think it...
Or something else in 96.
I think it was 96. So before this, he had already done Ed Wood, because when I was watching interviews with Tim Burton, a lot of them mentioned like Ed Wood. Mm. And then I know that he had already done Beetlejuice and he had already done Edward Scissorhand.
Yeah.
So, then he did this film. But actually talking about the aliens language.
And
so
this is an old film.
Yeah, it's very, very old film. I was actually wondering like what caused them to like go with that. And apparently the film's writers were not sure what the Martians should sound like. Mm. So its script used literally A-C-K exclamation mark. Ack. So ack, 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 ack. Say it.
Ack, ack, ack.
No, not like an Afrikaans person.
Ack, ack, ack. Ack. Which means I. Yeah.
So basically all of their lines of dialogue, they kind of just put the placeholder of that in. And then this became the actual language in the film.
Oh, cool. Interesting.
In all future Mars Attacks merchandise and media.
Mm. Ack, ack, ack. Yes. That's cool. Yes, it's very strange. So did you find that this film was very outside of Tim Burton's usual art style? Artistic.
Yeah, I did. Personally, I did. If I had to draw up a list of Tim Burton films from personally my favorite, from my most like, my favorite to my least favorite, this one would probably be closer to the bottom. Mm. I'm not going to say it's my least favorite yet because Ed Wood is there because I don't agree with that whole, But this one, and there's nothing wrong with this film. Mm. Like, I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with the film. I think the way Tim Burton did this film made this film a success because I think if anyone else had tried to do this film, I don't know if they would have gotten it right like Tim Burton got it right, because at the end of the film, even though I was just like, this thing was so stupid.
It was.
But I was still like, you know, when you're like, oh, at least, you know, like the way he.
Sure.
Yeah, it was still like, yeah, but it's a Tim Burton film. So it's still like.
He pulled it off. Yeah, he did.
He did pull it off. And what's crazy about this film is the cast that he got involved in it. Because like, in fact, first problem, most of the characters in this movie die. Now, if you know anything about actors' contracts, there are contracts stipulating that, for example, like you can't kill a character, an actor in a film. They don't want that actor to have the image of dying on screen. Which is something Tim Burton's very good or known for, is he doesn't care about actors' images. For him, it's this is the story, this is what we're doing, either be a part of the movie or don't. So like we saw that with Johnny Depp and Edward Scissorhand. Johnny Depp, the studio didn't want people to see him in costume because they were just like, no, we're ruining Johnny Depp's image. But I mean, that it's part of what made Edward Scissorhand what it is. But then also, like, contracts will say, like, Ryan can't be beaten up in a film. Or if there's a fight scene in the film, Ryan can only receive, literally, the contracts are as stupid as this. He can only, he can't lose. So, or he can only receive a certain amount of, like, punches that, like, so, like, if you watch movies with The Rock and Jason Statham.
I was just about to say.
No one wins the fight.
Yeah.
Because of actor contracts.
We need a contract like that in life. Imagine a contract like that, you know?
Stipulating insurance, insurance for can't life situations, can't be for bumped. Losses in life,
can't be bumped twice.
Life. Okay, moving right along. Yeah, so the one thing that was cool about this was you had people like Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito.
It was good to see him, man.
Yeah, it's like all of these people, and spoiler alert, they like most of them die. Their characters die.
Jack Nicholson is such a classic.
Yeah, and he really enjoys Tim Burton.
Like I would imagine so.
He really, apparently, like he, in fact, when Tim Burton told him about this film, he signed on before reading the script. And do you know he played two characters in this movie?
It was that guy with the cowboy hat, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Jack Nicholson played two big
characters.
Me. Also,
it was bugging me.
I was like, I know this guy.
I'm like, it's him, but it's not him. But it's him.
Yeah,
but
he
it's
literally
not him.
Played the American president and that cowboy that was creating that Martian hotel in
Las
Vegas.
Of his smile. You just knew it. He's like, Jack Nicholson's got this thing. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Where are
we
going?
Oh, so you'll do a Jack Nicholson impression, but you won't do a Martian impression.
Yeah, because, I just knew it. And of course, I think the cowboy guy was always wearing like glasses.
Yeah, and he had a wig on as well, so you couldn't really...
Look at him. Watch. That's a Jack Nicholson thing right there.
Yeah. So previously, Jack Nicholson had worked on Batman with Tim Burton, and then they came.
He was the Joker.
Yes, he was the
Joker. He was the Joker. It's very like the president. When you watch the president, it's that same kind. In fact, it's almost. I feel like it's the cowboy and the president in one.
Oh, is it? I haven't personally watched that.
He
Batman,
just got this big smile on his face. In fact, in the Batman film, which we spoke about before, like because it's Tim Burton, it's got that Tim Burton touch. The Joker's teeth like fall out, and they go.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a very Tim Burton thing.
Yeah, and then he's just got blood, and he's like.
Tim Burton likes removing body parts from people and having them as like a character.
He's got a habit.
Like even in this film, there were body parts that like.
Yeah.
It was weird. Now they put Jessica Sarah Parker's head on a dog.
On a dog, and the dog on the.
That was just weird.
Yeah.
But that's not just talking about the cast. So you have Jack Nicholson, you have Danny DeVito, you have Annette Bening, who is she's a well-known, I know recently she's not a very well-known actress, but she's well-known. Jack Black, a young Jack Black was in it.
What?
He was the soldier, the first soldier.
I knew it.
Yep,
Jack I knew Black. It, but I didn't know it.
Yep.
I was just like, nah.
Glenn Close played the American president's wife. She's Cruella. Most people will know her as the original Cruella. You had Pierce Brosnan in it. He played James Bond.
And they also did some weird stuff.
Yeah,
too,
they did
it?
Weird stuff with him. You had Michael J. Fox.
That was cool to see, though.
That was cool to see.
I was really glad
but
to see it.
Do you know that with him? So he had been suffering from symptoms of Parkinson's disease slowly, but it started steadily increasing in severity for several years by the time this film was underway. And so apparently his struggle with the disease are apparent during the scene where the Martians first attack. He can be seen experiencing moderate tremors in some shots. The filmmakers were able to integrate this into the film, and it basically just made it look like his character, Jason Stone, was fearful by the sights of the Martians. Oh, cool. But that was actually symptoms of Parkinson's disease, which is is crazy. And this was one of the last films that he'd been in. He did do a couple of series after this, but recently they did a Michael J. Fox documentary, and that's the next film that he's been in. He hasn't been in a film since this film in, I think, 1996. So, yeah.
Because he is quite a rememberable, especially...
Because of Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Yeah.
Then Natalie Portman, you had a young Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Short was in the film. I didn't recognize him. He was so young. Mm. Then eventually I was doing research and I was like, oh, I knew his face. Mm. So he's in it. And then Sarah Jessica Parker's in it as well. And then this one, we did discuss this in our previous show, Beetlejuice, but Lisa Marie, who is Elvis Presley's daughter, she was in this film.
I wonder why.
Yeah, and her and Tim Burton at the time were dating. But she was the Martian girl. And I was actually really impressed with her acting. She did a good job, though. Like, she didn't look human-like. She really didn't look human. Like, she didn't blink in any shots.
There was something off about her.
Yeah. And then to make her costume as smooth as possible, it had no zippers or buttons on it. So she had to be sewn into her costume, her dress, every day before filming her scenes.
She didn't really have that much, did she?
Well, no. It was just that scene where she attacks like the White House. Yeah. But I mean, they would have filmed it over a couple of days. It wouldn't have been one scene.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So imagine when they took it off. Snip it off.
But she did a very good job. I thought, even I was finished. So she had this weird, like, she walked almost like she was being controlled, which was clever. But then there was a point where she's walking and she's fallen behind Martin Short's character. And then she does the speed walk where she like, but it actually was scary. Like, I was like, yay. Like, imagine turning around and you see this person coming towards you like that. But she did, because that was her acting.
Yeah.
So, no, I think she did a very, very, very good job. Yeah. She apparently was also in Ed Wood. We didn't watch it fully. But she was, I saw in behind the scenes footage that she was actually also in that film.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
And then this I thought was very cool. So you know the Martians, whenever they shot people, the laser was either red or green.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So at the time, I think this film came out around Christmas time. So that's why Tim Burton did that. And then depending on what laser shot you, your skeleton would then turn that color. So you had green and red skeletons in the film. But now, if you go back to the original Beetlejuice, in some scenes, you can see green skeletons. Which, you know how in Beetlejuice, how you die is how you end up looking in the afterlife?
Hey, don't get lasered, people.
I was like, oh, that's cool. So, he even tied it back to Beetlejuice where, like, Martians came and attacked Earth and this is how these people died.
It's a Tim Burton universe.
That is a Tim Burton's films, I feel like they're all connected.
What are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah.
He's building himself.
And then the last person I wanted to mention from the cast was Sylvia Sidney. Now, she was the grandma. She was very good, though. And I recognized her. I couldn't put my finger on her. I was like, I know this woman.
Yeah, me too.
You know her from?
Where?
She was in Beetlejuice, the first one. She was the consult. You know, they went and she was the first person to tell them, don't call on Beetlejuice. Yes, this was her final film because she...
She's old, right?
I don't know if she's alive. I don't think she's alive anymore. Let me check.
She was just this sweet old lady.
That was slightly crazy.
Dementia.
Yeah, shame. But she was funny.
It's Tom, Mom. Yes, I know, Howard.
Let me just find her.
Looking for her name.
Sylvia Sidney. I'm searching Sydney.
Isn't she there somewhere?
I can't find her in the...
Yeesh.
Yeah, let's just search
probably
her name.
Probably unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Or further down.
But I don't think she's alive. I'm pretty sure she died after this film.
Look, even if you look at
her... Died 1st of July 1999. So this was her last... Yeah, she was actually very beautiful.
Wow.
And her voice. She had a very distinct voice.
Yes.
Like, what other films was she in? She was in Beetlejuice. She was in a film in 1937, so...
You must know. 37.
And she was one of the main actresses in it. It's all old films.
Look,
An American Tragedy.
She was in Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks. I'm trying to see something we would know.
Nope.
Yep.
We know most.
This is like a completely different
universe.
Yeah, it's like
she's from a whole different era.
Merrily we go to hell.
Mm. A lot of this looks like those olden films. Probably those yeah. those films that you had on film reel, you know.
Yeah. Put like the 12 Angry Men or...
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Orson Welles? Hmm? What's that movie called?
Hmm?
The guy, the black and white movie, other black and white movie? No. Hmm. Anyone? No. It's gone.
Mm-mm. Was she an Edward?
No.
No.
Orson Welles. You know the character Orson Welles?
I know faces. I know names. Ey.
We've only done two black and white movies on the movie show.
Really?
At 12 Angry Men.
In the whole history of the movie.
Yes.
Most probably when you say it, I'll be like, oh yeah.
Sorry, I'll go guys. Search it. Yeah. Yeah, so what was interesting about Mars Attacks was the fact that it was, I think, personally, I stand to be corrected. Oh, wait, no. Alice in Wonderland is probably Tim Burton's heaviest CG film. Because that was mainly filmed on green screen. But I'd say before that, this would have been his heaviest. And the reason they did it was because to cut costs.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, they cut like 30, they cut, I think, 30 million off the budget by...
He could have done it. So, in other words, are you saying that...
I remembered. I didn't remember. I found the film.
All right. It is?
Citizen Kane.
I remember doing that film now. I told you. That's what I said.
Wow. So you were saying ILM. ILM were involved in the CG.
Of course they were.
Of course they were. It was 1996.
Come on, people.
The glorious year of 1996.
Yes, I remember that year. It was a good year.
I don't remember that year because I was not on Earth.
96?
I was not on Earth in 96.
Yeah. It was a good year.
Was it?
I remember in class writing it in my paper.
Really? You remember watching this movie probably in 96.
Yeah, we watched this a lot. I remember watching this more
than
once.
This is the first time I've watched this movie. I have never seen this film before. Yeah.
I wonder if it was on DVD or if it was on cassette tape. VHS.
It probably went to VHS. But no, it was definitely on VHS.
But how did I watch it over? I think that was back in the day with Mnet. With the decoder and the little...
You sure it wasn't VHS?
Back in the day. Wow. Sure. Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
Yes,
the
people,
sound.
We are that age that we used to watch movies on VHS tapes. Yes, and then you could double click on rewind and it would rewind faster. Or was that the newer devices? Do you know what I'm talking about? So you could press rewind.
So while it's playing, right?
No. So you press rewind once and it starts rewinding. So then if you pressed it a second time, it sped up. So or was that newer technology?
That's only Final Cut.
No, I'm not.
It's only Final Cut.
I told you Ryan wants
ask
to fight
the people.
Today. Not ask the people. This is my memory.
Okay.
This is my childhood.
I apologize.
This is my freaking childhood.
It's not just Final Cut. It's also in Premiere. They also do the same. And in DaVinci, they do the same as well.
I'm going to get up and walk out of the studio. Ryan, I had a VHS device recorder. In fact, we used to record. This was before the day of Showmax. If we weren't home and we like wanted to see a show, you would set the timer on did you do that?
Right.
On the VHS tape that it would start recording at this time. And then you just make sure it's on the right channel and then it would record. But it would suck when something went wrong and it didn't record. Like maybe you forgot to rewind to the beginning
of
the tape.
You have to sit and fix the tape up again.
Yeah, but that's how we used to record
even
shows.
VHS. Yeah.
We used to on the
tape. I actually remember it now because I remember the sound. Like you press play.
Thank you, Ryan. Exactly. And it would speed. Yes. Wow. Good old days. The good. Those are the good old days, you know, like the 90s. All the kids born before the year 2000.
Mm.
Remember those days.
Yes.
Now. Yeah.
Well, you know, Final Cut.
Yeah, they just updated the technology. You see, it's because someone who watched on a VHS tape made
they
Final
got frustrated.
Cut. So that no, they made Final Cut.
Oh.
So they were like, guys, don't you want to put that double recording thing? What? What if we press it three times, it goes even faster? Mm. They're like, and then they're like, listen to.
I wonder what it must have been like for guy. Like there are people out there who remember editing on film and sitting there with the splicing.
They would have to wear the white coats.
Oh man!
Didn't they?
Tedious editing. Hmm?
Didn't they wear white coats?
Yeah,
because they were dealing with the film and chemicals.
Can't get fingerprints on it. Wonder how many editors out there like messed up some big director's movie by accident by putting your fingerprint or a miscut.
No, that and movies do have. That reminds me of Quentin Tarantino. One of his films, he needed it to look more. Wasn't it that driver
one?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
about.
That
stunt, that Kurt Russell in that crazy. And then they actually they went and they physically, like, on purpose, like, scratched and thingied the film so that, because if you do that to the film and you watch it, you can see the scratches on it. That's why there were scratches on films in those days. Now we think it's just an
effect.
They're called
practical effects.
No, they were like, okay, guys, we need to mess it up, but, you know, we can't cover Kurt Russell's face. Then someone's like, I think I just
cut the frame out.
Oops.
It's only one frame, you know?
No, do you see?
So you'll notice.
Take a nail. Kurt Russell's gone forever.
Sure. Anyway. Back in the day.
Yeah. So this film, yeah, it's an interesting watch. It's an experience.
We watched it. It's a weird take from, because it's like people have seen it. Why would they want to watch our movie show now to, like, listen to them?
Oh, no. How many people have seen this movie?
I watched it, like, a lot. So
but you see, I haven't.
I was excited to watch because I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that film. Oh, got to watch it again. And then I was watching it with my kids. And my kids were like, and I was like, don't worry, it's not real.
In fact, no, Ryan, all the previous times you said that in a Tim Burton film, you lied, because the chances are it was real, because he does everything practically, you know what I'm saying? Whereas with this film, it wasn't real. They had ILM involved.
It is quite haunting, though, the aliens.
Yeah, no, this film isn't a kid's film. I wouldn't classify this as a kid's movie.
Because when I was like, oh, guys, you guys are going to enjoy this. It's going to be so funny. I mean, listen to the aliens. And then you see the way they fry them. And then you're like.
And shame, they like kill animals and stuff, which is traumatizing, you know, especially for kids. And also, there's a lot of sexual innuendos. Yes. Yeah, so this is definitely not a children's movie, in my personal opinion. Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird film. It's an experience. If you like watching movies because, like, and you... There's people like me and Ryan who will watch a film, even if it's not the best film, but it's, like, an experience and, you know, just because we like films, and then this is a good film to watch. If you're into... I don't know what the word is. Like you want to watch something because it's good. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't think then this is the film for you. Yeah. This is more like a... funny, it's comedy, and it's like where a whole lot of actors want to do something crazy in their career.
I feel like a lot of people are going to talk during the watching of this film.
Yeah.
And laugh and stuff.
Yeah, it's not necessary. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, the actors that were involved had a lot of fun doing it, and it was a break from their normal characters.
How much depth was there to this film?
No, there's not depth.
There was no depth.
The only thing is, it kind of like, it's also a mockery of, like, politics in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was.
Yeah.
Because like the president's on, and he's like, and it's like the general guy's like, let's fry them. We're going to get our tanks. We're just going to shoot them.
Which they should have done.
They're going to die. And they're like, no. And then, like, the whole thing happens where they, like, kill, like, a whole lot of crowd. And they're like, maybe it was just a misunderstanding.
It was the bird. They didn't
they
like
don't them. Like birds.
No,
and then
no,
they
the
get
bird
them back
is the
again.
Meaning of war.
And then didn't they try again?
Yeah. And then that time Natalie Portman was like, I'm guessing it wasn't the bird.
And then it happens. I just like.
You know, one thing I was wondering about was, you know, that they created that that machine that interpreted what the aliens were saying. But whenever that machine was around, the aliens were always like, we come in peace.
Yeah.
I was figuring out, were the aliens lying, or was that was the machine inaccurate in interpreting the
I've never thought about it that way. That's
like, which, because it could go either way.
I mean, how did they know how to interpret?
Yeah, that's the thing.
But that's just like in film land. It's just like it just happened.
Look, they did know that they breathe nitrogen, which is why, like, for example, Martian girl chewed chewing gum, because the chewing
but
gum
even that like the first time, I mean, what was the first time that they saw them? They just saw when that main dude came on screen, and there was that, you know, and then like suddenly all these facts came out, like they knew everything about the alien from that one small picture.
But I think it was also like a mockery of like
it was a mockery.
Yeah, it was. It
I also felt like it was mockery, like they had the diagram and the organs and everything.
Isn't this called a parody? Isn't that what a parody is? I think this. So there's a style of film where they, like, you know, the scary movies.
Mm.
It's where they're taking like film, like things that happen in every film, and they either exaggerate it or they mock it.
That's how I saw it. Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what they were.
Yeah.
They were doing with this.
Agreed. That's what it was.
So it was.
So I guess this was Tim Burton's funny comical side.
Yes. Yeah, a parody is an imitation of the style of a particular artist, or genre with deliberate exaggeration for comic effect. I feel like this was his parody.
Yes.
Yeah. That is exactly what Tim Burton did, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, what's incredible is the amount, like, the big names that wanted to hop on. And you know what this movie reminded me of? I don't know if you remember that movie that came out on Netflix called Don't Look Up. It had Timothy Chalamet, it had Jennifer Lawrence, I think it had Leonardo DiCaprio, I said to be corrected there, but it had a whole lot of big actors, and it was also about this alien that was coming, but there it was also a parody where they were mocking, like, politicians, and they were mocking, I don't know if that one, yeah, that one was, I remember thinking that one was dumb. We did do it on the movie show, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like this, yeah. But Tim Burton still puts everything into his films, so... How this movie came about was there were these cards that came out, I think, in the 1960s called... Yeah. They were made by a chewing gum company. There were 60 cards in a deck. Oh. And they were called Mars Attacks. And it literally was images coming from this film.
Sounds like something Tim Burton would have.
And then Tim Burton, what he did was he... At the time, they were actually discontinued because the parents and teachers weren't happy with these cards being created for children, which I actually agree with. But then another range came out called Dinosaur Attacks, but then they rebrought this one out. But what Tim Burton and the writers actually did was, I thought it was very clever. They took the 60 cards and then they kind of created a storyboard. So they looked at each of the images and then decided, like, how they'd bring this image to life in the film. So, like, the one image was a dog being lasered, and then, like, that happened in the film. Another image was Martian Girl, and then so it was they like created the movie using those 60 cards. And
strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It is very strange. I was not for the dog being killed personally.
Dog's still alive.
And the fact that the way the movie started with the cows.
That was a card, yeah.
It was definitely a card. Yeah. So that was Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Ryan got in tune with his childhood. I remembered VHS tapes.
Yes.
So this one took us back.
Still got a machine. Still got it.
We might actually have ours as well.
Mm.
Let's go look for it.
Hey.
Those things come in handy at times.
Yeah.
Especially because we, I'm sure you have footage from, like, family. Or was that just my family?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because... You would record on that.
Yeah, every family had, like, their old camera.
Take it off and convert it.
So, like, if you want to watch my parents, like, wedding or whatever, then go on a VHS tape.
That was it.
Yeah. So this has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV. Cheers.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.